everyone, and welcome to the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. I'm insider Dave Spadaro. And on this Tuesday, more media here at Mall of America as head coach Doug Peterson and 10 Eagles players meeting the international media. It is certainly a made-for-television, radio, and social media world this early in the week of Super Bowl 52. Of course, Peterson was the main attraction, and he talked about preparing this football team to stay on course against the Patriots on Sunday.
Well, I mean, you know, our guys don't read into too much about what's written or said. Our guys just go about their business every single day. We know what we're faced against. We know the opponent we're going against. A lot of respect for them, obviously, and what they've done and what they've accomplished. And, it's about what we do, how our players handle this week and eliminate distractions and eliminate the noise and how well they prepare and get themselves ready to go.
The journey of quarterback Nick Foles remains a fascinating story. A Pro Bowler in 2013, he told a story about how his wife was ill during that time. He didn't take a honeymoon. He was really scared for her life. And the journey that those two have taken, just as remarkable off the field as his travels on the field back to the starting position for the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, in 2013, got, you know, sick. She was a college athlete, and she got diagnosed with POTS. Postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. So from sitting and standing, your heart rate raises 30 beats per minute. And, that was crazy. We spent a whole month at the Mayo Clinic, and you go through testing. And that's the thing that people don't realize. You know, we're humans too. And, you know, to go through that journey, we got engaged while we were at the Mayo Clinic. We got married at a courthouse 2 months later because we knew we were in for a run. We didn't know when we'd get married. So we've never had a wedding ceremony. We never had a honeymoon. But, just the journey we've gone on and gone through this, and just to see her strength and to see her determination, to see her health continue to improve, and she still deals with it. But it's amazing, and it gives me strength because I know she deals with it every single day. But just to see her knowledge grow of nutrition, of health, her platforms grow into where she can impact people, because, you know, she's impacted me so much. So I'm grateful that I get to go through this life journey with her, and we get to raise our daughter and, hopefully, if we're fortunate, future kids.
The defense has been loose all week as they prepare for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. They know that the Patriots will bring a lot of weapons, a lot of things for them to stop on Sunday afternoon.
I mean, I would like to say so. You know, that's every D lineman dream, you know, to have his group, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, this dude proved himself, you know, each and every week, you know, time after time again. You know, it's going to take a team. It's going to take the whole team, you know, to beat the Patriots.
You know, we have a really deep defensive line. We play a lot of guys. We rotate a lot. And, I guess to oversimplify a little bit, when you rotate that much, guys can basically play as hard as they can and then get out and you can get fresh bodies in there without too much of a drop-off. So we have a really good crew, really deep crew. And, I think even kind of more importantly than that, we have a really close tight-knit position group that, I mean, we all care about each other. We've played with each other for a lot of games, and we like each other, and I think that shows up on tape.
We have a lot of confidence in ourselves, man. You know, we think we're going to be able to get the job done. You know, whatever we have to do to go in and be able to, you know, dominate the game. But Tom is a great player. He's one of those guys, man. Sometimes it don't matter how many times you hit him, he's just going to get right back up and keep playing. You know what I mean? So we know we gotta have a tough game in front of us, but we're very confident in ourselves. We're very confident in our preparation.
Other offensive members here were represented: Jason Kelce, Torrey Smith, Trey Burton, and the message remains the same. Play your best football on Sunday and bring home the Lombardi Trophy.
It built as the year went on. I think in training camp, you know, everybody felt, and even Doug made this comment. He said that this team is more talented than the Super Bowl team he was on in Green Bay. And a lot of people kind of golfed at that at the time. And I think if for all of us that were there, you know, you could see that we had the players. We had the guys there to do it. The whole thing now is just trying to get all those pieces to fit together and find out how everything's going to work on game day. And as you win and as you play each game and feel more comfortable with those new pieces, and as guys who have been together now for multiple years start to fit together even better, we just kind of felt that building with each win and each game.
Hopefully an aggressive one. You know, we've been aggressive all year, and hopefully we, you know, we're ready to go and the moment's not too big for us.
I think it's the way they built it. You know, there's a lot of great men in this locker room and got a lot of guys that genuinely care about each other, and that shows on the field. We have fun, but we work our tails off, and that's kind of been our MO all year. So as soon as we get to practice tomorrow, we'll be rolling like we've been at home and bring that energy, and that's been key for us.
How do you keep Nick to play the way he played in the NFC title game?
Nick just has to be himself. You know, he doesn't have to go out there and try to be a hero. He doesn't have to try to, you know, slay Goliath or anything. Like, he's just has to be himself, and that's enough.
And that is it from Radio Row and the media headquarters in Mall of America in Minneapolis on Tuesday. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. We're back with another Eagles update on Wednesday as the countdown to Super Bowl 52 continues.